Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Who are you?
We are tonight's entertainment.
Midnight Movie Night.
Get used to disappointment.
We are the Midnight Movie Nights.
With a K.
Two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly not-safe-for-work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and smacking your microphone around. Oh yeah, and most importantly, movies!
Bad Mike.
Yeah. Mike Wazowski! Wait. Oh, today is Saturday, August 15th, 2015. And I am Miranda Janelle.
Did you forget who you were there for a minute?
No.
There was a pause.
Well, yeah, you've got four paws. Yeah, they call me Four Eyes, they call you Four Paws.
It's because I'm that fracking cat.
How can people interact with the live show, Kitty?
They can join us at mixler.com/midnight-nights with a K.
Johnny's asking how I can be so cruel. That Mike has rights. We already do have a couple of people in the chat here, and some of them are pulling in things from personal conversations.
Oh, and I didn't get to finish it at mixler.com. That's mixlr.com/midnight-movie-nights with a K, or tweet us at Movie Nights Pod.
That's always an awesome option.
Yeah.
I'm kind of tired, Kitty.
Yeah, I'm a little tired too.
Why are you so tired?
I've been drawing all day.
All day?
Most of the day, till we went walking. Other than that, yeah.
We went walking? Where'd we go walking?
In the outside.
Oh, you mean to get dinner?
In the sun. What the hell? In the sun.
Oh, you mean like how we're actually having real Southern California weather finally?
I know. It's warm outside. I don't like the warm.
The lady at the grocery store looked at me like there was something wrong with me. Yeah, like she was asking me, you know, the one that was shut up. Although Buffalo Bill Cosby did not play as well as I thought it would. I really thought that was going to go over better.
Maybe it was too late for that. I thought maybe you were still kind of in the middle where it was still okay, but apparently not.
No. No. Oh, well, you enjoyed it, but the other people I pitched it to.
Well, I have a sick mind, so it does.
You know. Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Anyway, the lady at the grocery store, the one that was so helpful and so nice, you know, she greeted us oh so kindly when we walked in, and then you were getting tickets, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You went to go get the tickets And I've been having too much sugar lately, and I was looking for a different variety of sugar. Just checking to see what they had. Yeah, so went straight to the candy aisle. And then when I went back to the ticket machine, you weren't there anymore. But the nice lady in the front that was greeting everyone, she pointed me in the right direction. She's like, oh, yeah, he went back into the store. Where he went beyond that, I can't tell you, but... Hey, no problem. Thanks for pointing me in the right direction. Yeah. Had a nice little exchange with her. And then she went to go actually find me when I went back to the candy aisle because you knew I was going to the candy aisle. And I thought, okay, well, maybe he went to look for me there because, you know, he finished. you know, another thought that crossed my mind was maybe he's going to go get suds. You know? So I had two choices. I chose to go with the candy aisle. I was wrong, but the nice lady in the front, I guess she saw you in the back looking at the suds, and she came to find me. She saw where I went in the store, and she walked over to find me. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, at the time when you told me, it did sound, you know, nice, but now that I think about it, they're tracking me in the store now.
Stop being paranoid, Kitty. Anyway,
I'll stop being paranoid when everyone's not against me anymore.
No one's against you. It's all in your mind.
That's against me too.
Well,
have you met Dave?
Yes, I've met Dave. But enough anyway, said. That's not where I was going with this story.
Continue.
Okay.
Nice people.
Yeah. So she asked me how my day was, and it was one of those things where when you're having a rough day and someone asks you how your day is, do you ever get that, like, do I answer this honestly? Or, you know, like, do I tell her that I had the worst mental block this morning and my muscles are still giving me the big F you? And so I just had a really terrible morning that led into a rough afternoon. You know, that got better, you know, when I called my bestie. Oh, it got so much better. but, I mean, altogether, the day kind of sucked. I didn't get anything done. I didn't go to the farmer's market. I had so much mental block, the stuff I was working on earlier. I didn't finish any of it. Didn't finish...
I'm just here for a paycheck, lady. Shop and leave.
Exactly. but I'm thinking about all of this in the flash, you know, trying to, like, do I tell her how my day actually went? Or do I just try and find something nice about it? Hey, it's hot as balls outside.
They probably would have accepted that.
But this makes me extraordinarily happy. I know I'm weird. I like it when it's this hot. You know, I mean, we got up into the 90s today. I'm happy. Everyone else is walking around, you know, sweating and miserable, and I'm sitting here, I love this. This is my equilibrium. This is how I prefer. I wish it was like this all the time. Today was the perfect temperature for me. So, long story short, she asked me how I'm doing, and I said, "Oh, I'm great. It's a nice hot day out." And she's like, "Nice."
That's why you should have just said, "I am fine." And then walked away.
But she was so nice to me.
Tracking me in the store.
And she was just...
I thought I felt a sharp pain whenever I walked to the ticket counter.
What?
I was tagged.
What if she smelled the desperation of a single woman and thought I was cute and she was just trying to warm up to me, huh?
That would have been cool.
You know, and so discount. She knew I was looking for you, and so she decided to help out. You know, that stuff happens in movies.
Movies that we watch and don't talk about.
Why would we talk about the movie? It's not like this is a movie based podcast.
Yeah.
Not at all. Is that next door or is that you?
No, that was me.
Okay.
Sorry.
Freaking me out, man.
It freaked me out too. I thought it was next door. I've got headphones.
But it
on.
Was
I
you.
Know. I didn't know it. It was my foot on the table.
Kitty.
I couldn't tell. I got earphones on.
Kitty.
Yeah.
I'm not going to kill you, but I'm going to hurt you really, really bad.
That's what I'm afraid of.
But no one out there knows that the Joker was on screen on the Apple TV, and it is actually my current background on my laptop.
We have insurance.
I have the same photo library. It changes the desktop every minute.
Oh, okay.
On the background, and so we had the Joker.
It's a Vader meth mask.
Yes. Yes. Hey, if you're looking at the chat on your phone, I'm bringing my laptop over so that I can actually see what the hell's going on here.
Okay.
Johnny says, scientific fact, women like it hotter because they are cold-blooded. And Marianne says, I am Groot. Wait. See, I know what that means, but no one else does.
Who was in The Godfather? Who played The Godfather?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Jor-El.
Was that his name?
No, it was Marlon Brando.
Okay.
Why?
I was just asking.
Why?
I was just curious. I get curious about things. I have to ask.
You son of a... Now I see why you're saying... What the hell is going on here?
What?
Johnny, I don't know how hot balls are. I was actually borrowing something from a coworker because the other day when it really started warming up, we were all going... We all left work and we went to Golden Spoon to get some yogurt. And upon getting out of the car, one of my coworkers, ew, it's hot as dick out.
What? That I'd never heard.
That's what she said. And I just thought that was funny. And so.
Did she know what she said? Or was she thought she was saying something else?
I'm pretty sure she knew what she said. She usually does know what she's saying.
Did you say dick who?
Dick Tracy, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, let me speak into my watch. I can do that.
Yes, you can. And it's not weird anymore. I mean, you
send
did before.
Send Meow Mix a text.
Which, who?
Yeah. Say hi.
Hi? Who?
I don't know. It's loading everything up. I mean, I can make it call you and I can, you know, talk to it. It's like, hi, kitty.
Hi. You can say that to me right here.
Yeah, I know. But I thought it would be fun to talk into my watch and have it send you a text message.
Would you have a Casio?
No. Shut up.
So I'm gonna get me like a cheap Casio watch and just start talking into it.
Why not?
I don't know. Anyhow. It'll be like those Bluetooth headsets people are talking into. I still can't believe that sometimes, well, my theory is every once in a while that people that are actually talking, there's no one on the other end of that thing. It's not even on. They're just talking to themselves. Because okay. It's something I would do.
I've done it.
What, just talk to nobody?
Yeah. I've pretended to carry on a conversation with a Bluetooth headset in so that people would leave me alone.
Okay, I've done that with just regular earplugs. I have.
Well, I've done it with both. Yeah. I mean, now I just use the regular earplugs because I don't know. I mean, I don't use the I was going to say the douchebag detector, but I did just send you a text message from my Apple Watch. So, yeah. You know what? This is who I am. And one of these days, I'm going to stop apologizing for it. You know? Because we did say that we were going to bring that up.
Because you're apologizing for being a douchebag?
Yeah.
A CAD bag?
A different kind of CAD bag. This one has a lot more of a Canadian influence. You know, I recognize the fact that I'm a douchebag, but I apologize for it.
It just feels weird to say, so you're a Canadian douchebag, because it just sounds
wrong.
Well,
but I'm not.
But you apologize.
I'm a C-A-E-H D bag. So you were drawing today.
Yep. More Dave. Actually, I was working on one of the second strip and the third strip today. The first one is mostly done. Just a couple of things and text that has to be done. And cool. Then getting it set up to start sending, you know, posting it. But the second, what?
Sorry, I got distracted by Twitter.
Oh.
Tom showed up.
Tom's out there?
Yep.
Awesome.
He says, hi, guys. Poop. Butt stuff.
Hey, Tom.
But you know, Butt Stuff 2016 is now going to favorite that tweet.
Oh, great.
They do. They do. Anytime Butt Stuff enters the conversation, they favorite the tweet. It's really funny. Alrighty. So
no one answer Butt Stuff.
Well, you are Captain Reach Around.
What?
You didn't hear me call you that earlier?
Yes, I did. I was ignoring it.
Well, you did. You were demonstrating how you don't need the...
Please continue with this so it doesn't get taken out of context.
No, I just decided I have reasons I do not want to continue this conversation. But let's just say there was a demonstration that the kitty made and I labeled him Captain Reach Around.
Yeah, and I know why you can't say it or won't say it.
Yeah.
Which really sucks now. I'm going to start getting weird tweets.
Dude, we're friends with Tom. Come on.
That's true. Now I'm really going to start getting weird tweets. And that's from people I do
know. You know who would really appreciate Buffalo Bill Cosby is Tom.
Oh, shit.
I think Tom was the target audience for that one, and I just didn't realize it.
I'll have to show him that later or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was too much information, Marianne. Sorry about that.
So I did something yesterday that I don't do very often.
Fart in public?
What, you heard that?
No, I wasn't in public.
Well, yeah, but I was on the Periscope. I didn't think that the micro... You know, everyone said that there was no sound, so I was just letting them rip.
Oh, okay. That explains that then.
Hey, did you watch that Periscope live?
No.
Did the sound like cut out after the fact?
Yeah, about halfway in it. It sounded like you had your plugs plugged into it, right? Your earplugs.
Yep.
It sounded like you kind of disconnected them just a little bit because it made like a and then it was gone.
Son of a Butt Stuff. That's what was happening this morning or this afternoon when I was talking to Marianne. So
disconnected.
Yeah, bummer.
That's what it sounded like. It sounded like a loud disconnect, and you were still talking. I could see you talking.
The plug no part, sound. You know, it slid out. You know, my phone's just not as tight as it used to be. Alrighty. Anyway, so yeah, I did something that I don't normally do. I took a day off of work. And I did this so that I can go to the D23 conference with my brother. We were able to get two tickets. And, did I ever have a good time. There were so many things to see.
So I hear and have read on the internet.
I started sharing a little bit of it with Jim last night on his show. I believe I shared the story about the Star Wars Battle Pods experience.
Yeah, I didn't get all of that. Was it like a video game?
Yes.
And it's not the Battleground video game.
It wasn't Battleground, although it looks like... I think it may have been Battleground, but like specific flying missions. Because what it is you're set up in an X-Wing and or TIE Fighter. It's a flying vehicle of some sorts, and there were a couple of different missions that you can choose from. One of them was the Death Star Trench Run. There was another, there was a Death Star 2 mission, and then one of them was Vader's Revenge, and so this new young Jedi to be has blown up the Death Star, and Darth Vader is going after him and the Millennium Falcon. So there were certainly some cool. What?
Nothing. I'm just coughing.
Coming soon from hashtag Marvel, Captain Reach Around and the Pleasure Pause. Come on, I've got Twitter too. Yeah, so when I ask you these things, just read the tweet. Thanks, Jim.
Nice, Jim.
Anywho, so let's talk. Let's talk about my little experience in line. There's probably 20 people ahead of me in line, and it seems to be moving at a good clip. There's two pods available, and each person's staying in a pod for about 2 minutes. Yeah, so it's not going to be that long, but it's going to be at least a 10-minute wait. Yeah, at least. And it ended up being like 15, 20 minutes total.
It's still not bad.
Yeah, no, it wasn't bad at all. You know, and you're at a convention and there's a bunch of people there that want to try stuff. Of course, you're going to have to wait in line. So that's just how this goes. Unfortunately, the guy behind me did not get the message. He was all up in my personal space. I mean, there was no one else behind him. And he was just like right up on me. And then there were these kids in front of us, you know, specifically in front of me. And their moms came by and kind of butted in, which I was fine with. You know, they want to make sure that, you know, they're with their kids on the line, except the guy behind me didn't back up, so I couldn't back up at all. And we were all just hyper crowded in that small little spot right there, all because this hyper anxious guy was behind me. And just the entire time he was just sitting there like, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, you know, and he's all up in my stuff. I got no room in front of me. He's right on my ass. I mean, I feel every single time this guy moves. You know, the people who were in the pod were particularly good, you know, in both pods. You know, the line didn't move for, you know, good 5 minutes. And it was just, I was about to have an anxiety attack. And naturally, I didn't have anything with me to get through it. You know, fortunately, my breathing exercises worked.
Did you have your phone?
Yeah, I had my phone.
That's when you have it make noise like a ring and then answer it. You say, hey, Dr. Smith, what's up? What? Are you sure? Is it contagious?
Only if I fart? So just the people behind me.
They're the ones in danger. Okay, fine.
All right. Well, it's just...
Then you might have gone to the front of the line.
Yeah. Well, the line ended up moving. And so, you know, we inched forward. The moms took off. You know, the kids were just there.
Stupid kids.
And... But so we move forward. And the guy gets right up on me again. And just... uncomfortable, on the verge of an anxiety attack, just because he was violating my personal space. You know, I left room between me and the kids in front of me because, you know, hey, no one wants a creeper crawling up on their kids.
That's true.
You know, especially when there's a creeper trying to crawl up, you know, that lady's rectum. I swear, I'm not kidding. This guy was just ridiculously close. And he kept grunting, you know, come on, come on.
Did you look at the guy?
Yes.
Did he look creepy?
I followed all social. No, he just looked like he was socially inept. And for someone that borders on social awkwardness, I don't like dealing with socially inept people. I figured it out. You should be able to figure it out, too. That's my philosophy.
You should have called Johnny.
I wish I'd called.
Put Johnny on
Johnny.
Speaker. You're doing it wrong. That's
Anywho.
What I need to do next time. I have to deal with a customer or something. I can't do that. Dang it.
Now, get this. I got Mr. Anxious, you know, trying to merge, you know.
Hey, Ryan.
With you. Hey, Ryan. You know, I got this guy behind me. But then the kids in front of me get impatient and take off. So I move forward.
Forward.
And I notice my little butt buddy behind me. I can't feel him anymore. So I turn around. And the dude's gone.
So the kids
suddenly there's a new set of kids behind me instead of in front of me, and I turn, I'm like,
okay,
did that anxious dude just take off? Like,
that is creepy. The kids left and he left.
Hey, oh, I didn't think about that. No, I just didn't notice he was, you know, because like I got to the point where I was like, okay, this, you know, we're in a line, and sometimes people violate personal space in line. And
I don't like that. Like when I'm in a store.
I was actually
in line.
Oh,
I
sorry.
I don't like it either.
Yeah, at this point I was getting ready to say something because I kept, you know, like I kept fidgeting. I kept shooting him the looks. You know the look. It's the same look that you give when you're in a theater and someone's talking. You know, and I know this is an audio program, but I'm going to demonstrate anyway. It's this look.
That's the what you talking about, Willis look.
Well, come on. I was trying to, you know, I'm trying to show you a look for turning
behind.
It's got to
be angrier than
that,
though.
Hold on. But, Katie, give me a freaking break. I'm trying to flash a look behind me, but make sure that you can still see it in front of me.
Okay.
You are leaning forward, so I had to kind of make awkward facial contortion.
I was looking.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I gotta get. I gotta give one of these.
Okay, that's different. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the look. That's the you're all up in my shit.
Yeah, that's definitely not the what you talking about, Willis look.
Yeah.
Because you had the kind of pouty lip from the other look, and it was definitely the
that was my chin smashing into my freaking shoulder and pushing up the pouty lip. All right, that again, I was trying to look behind me and yeah,
like Arnold Jackson.
Yay. Anyway, so
that would be funny though to give that look to somebody. What you talking about, Willis? My name's not Willis.
Nice. All right. So
usually I just stand up.
The kids that were behind me.
Yeah.
Those kids know their video games. Holy crap!
Were they gamers?
Mean, they certainly weren't lamers. I was just impressed. Oh my God, they were there having the time of their lives. You know, that's the kind of stuff I love going to conventions for. Just seeing people having a crap ton of fun at a shared experience. And so I was talking to those kids for a bit, and then and they told me a little bit about the game and how it wasn't Battlefront like I thought it was. But it was actually an arcade rendition, and it was meant to replace an older version of the arcade game. And I'm like, I am talking to 10, maybe 11-year-old kids, and they know more about Star Wars than I do.
What?
This is scary. That was awesome! I love seeing that level of passion. That's it was true. Cool. And then there was this, you know, now that the kids in front of me were gone... there was this couple in front of me, and something happened in line. I don't remember what it was, but someone said something, and I laughed at the same time that they did. And it was just kind of like the, wait, you thought that was funny too? So we struck up conversation, started talking, and I was talking to them all the way up until they ended up getting in the pod. In fact, so the guy had played that game a couple of times, and he's pretty good at it. And he's all into Star Wars, but the girl, she likes Star Wars. She's like, don't get me wrong, Star Wars is great, but I'm all about the X-Men. I'm all about Marvel, you know, and she starts talking, just dropping some serious Marvel knowledge, you know, like I didn't even know half of what she was talking about. Like,
what was she talking about?
Gosh, I don't remember. You know how overstimulated I get at these things?
True.
You know, I can't...
I've seen you shut down at one of those things before.
Indeed. But, yeah, it was really awesome. And so she was watching her boyfriend play the Vader's Revenge run, and it came up for her time to go into the other pod. And she almost let me go in front of her because she was, like, having so much fun watching her boyfriend play. I just thought that was awesome, you know, like, all right, so you got these hyper enthusiastic kids, you know, with some serious knowledge, you know, behind, and then this really cute couple in front of me, and it's just people having a good time. So, you know, Mr. Huffy Cranky Pants violating my personal space, you know, ultimately it didn't end up mattering. It turned out to be a very positive experience. You know, at one point I almost let the guy go in front of me, but then I started thinking, you know, if he's all up in my space, what's going to happen if he starts getting all up in those kids' space?
The cops will show up.
Yeah.
And then violating his personal space.
It was just one of those things that's like, you know, it's better for me to deal with this than unleash this guy on someone else. It's a known quantity, and frankly, I'm making it through this, and it's only going to last for a few more minutes, and I don't have to be mean. You know, that's a lot of...
What? We don't have to be mean.
Exactly. No, I don't have mean. To be mean. I
remember,
try
and, no matter where you go, there you are.
All right, there we go. Yeah. Yeah. I totally buy into that. If you don't have to be mean, don't. You know, avoid being mean, you know, at all.
Which is weird because I was watching Roadhouse yesterday while you were out and about. And the best damn cooler in the business says that. Don't be mean. Be nice. No matter what, be nice.
Yep.
Until he tells you not to be nice.
All
one
right.
of these days, Patrick Swayze will tell me not to be nice, and shit's going to hit the fan. Frith help you all.
I got news for you, Kitty.
Yeah.
He's no longer with us.
That's what I'm saying. If he comes back and tells me that, shit's going to hit the fan.
Wow.
It went there.
Nobody puts Kitty in the corner.
Rawr.
All right. Okay, so... I ended up playing the trench run. I was very sloppy in my firing, but I beat it. You know, I only got one star, but I beat it.
Did you get the photon torpedo in the porthole?
First shot, too.
Okay.
Well, because...
Congratulations.
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't have to go make a second run at the trench, you know, because I waited patiently until I was pretty much right on top of it and then hit the button. What? No. What did I inadvertently say?
You didn't inadvertently say anything.
All right. Hey, you know what? I was very sloppy with the trench run. But I did end up playing Battlefront later in the day.
So you did get some gameplay in on that game?
Oh yeah, I did. And you know what I found out?
What?
It's been a long time since I've played a first person shooter, you know, and I found out something important. I really suck at first person shooters. You know, I feel sorry for the poor schmuck who got saddled up with me.
Oh, you were playing?
Yeah, because we were playing in cooperative team mode.
Oh shit.
And, he was totally bailing us out. And
was it like some 12-year-old kid that was yelling at you?
No. He was, you know, he was at least 35. You know, he was, you know, right in my age group.
That's good.
Yeah, but he was actually pretty good at the game. Like, he wasn't confused as to where, you know, anytime anyone fired at him, he immediately spun his character around and shot them back. You know, and
you
like any time, when someone fired at me, I started turning around looking for the guy and I couldn't find them. I couldn't figure out how this guy had such precise control over a game that's not even released yet.
Maybe,
and according to him, this was his first time playing it. You know, like
they can't be that much different.
No, this guy was a total gamer and he got saddled up with a lamer and he wasn't even Johnny. You know, I mean, Johnny's the real gamer. I'm the lamer.
Well, I have seen the videos of, you know, the trailers for that game, and
oh my god, it's as beautiful as the gameplay is as beautiful as the freaking trailers look.
Nice.
You know,
I'm not even into games all that much, but that one I'd like to at least try.
One of the really cool things I saw while I was in line for that one, there was a father-daughter team.
Yeah.
And the dad kept dying, and the girl was, you know, like the daughter, you know, she was just sitting there, you know, like, she was just kicking ass. Like, every single time her dad died, you know, just.
It's like, Dad, you suck. Get out of my way.
No. She's like, Dad, you died because you just walked right off the cliff. Try not to do that.
Yeah, you stupid bastard.
She's like, we still have a life. Go ahead and use it. Wait, no, Dad, don't use the life yet. We're just about, you know, there's only two enemies left. Let me get this.
And like, she's, get this shit, Dad. Fuck off.
They were just so, it was so cute. It was like, she was kicking butt at the game and... It was awesome. It was really cool to see. All right, what else did I do there? I wanted to go to some of the panels, but there was one at 10 a.m. and I just couldn't make it in time for that one. I had some problems in the morning. I've been having problems with some of my muscles. They've been cramping up really, really badly.
They hurt you? Really, really bad?
Yes. Certainly didn't kill me, but so I had trouble getting out of the apartment yesterday morning, so I missed the 10 a.m. panel that I wanted to go to. Apparently, George Lucas and Danny Elfman made an appearance too, and it's,
I heard that Johnny Depp showed up there. It was apparently right
today
around
or
the time.
Yesterday. Really?
I think it was right around the time that you were on your way down there.
All right, so that would have been for the opening, probably.
I don't know.
Although
maybe
one thing cool,
one thing cool
that happened was when my brother and I had just gotten our badges and the bags and everything. There were people like going through like, please, you know, please clear path, everybody, you know, move to the side, please move to the side. And then a whole bunch of stormtroopers came marching through, and Darth Vader was following, like just walked right past us.
He was following?
Well, like they were clearing the path.
Oh, okay. His
there were handlers, but then there were, there were handlers asking everyone to clear a path, but then there were stormtroopers like enforcing. And Darth Vader just went right by. And it was just like, oh, I missed something. Oh, well. There was so much awesome merchandise. I had so much fun at the Her Universe booths. You know, both of them. There were two of them. There's one for clothes and one for accessories. And I ended up getting the little... Ewok hooded tank top. I love that thing. It's so cute. And I actually tried it onto it. Oh, God. Now what?
I was asking about the Johnny Depp thing, and Johnny asked about The Rock if he was there. And Marianne said that Johnny Depp and.
Yep,
the
I
Rock
read
were
that
there.
Too. Both Johnny Depp and The Rock were there.
And Johnny White Trash says, I'm not gay or nothing, but I'd sleep. Both of them at the same time, even.
Well,
come on, Johnny. Johnny Depp, really? The Rock, I can kind of see, but no. Not. I'm going to shut up.
What, you're not savvy?
No, I don't like Johnny Depp. I'm not a Johnny Depp fan.
So I guess I should stop talking about my little Ewok hooded tank top thing.
No, go ahead. Talk about your merch.
Yeah. Well, I got a new tank top. It's got a hood. It's an Ewok. There we go.
I know
that's really, that's all. I mean, it's cute. It's fun.
It looks like the what is it? The
that is the one
clothing?
Thing I got down. I got done today. I managed to take a cute selfie and post it to Snapchat.
Like, it is funny looking. I mean, in a good way, because it looks like the Ewok Wicket's clothing, uh-huh. His little leathery hood thing, and it's got ears poking out of the top of it, mm-hmm. And that's the funniest thing I've seen of it is the ears.
I know, I love the ears. It's but then there's the stitches on, you know,
yeah,
and the patchwork on the tank top itself. It's just, I love it. I absolutely love it. And you know what it goes great with? The little Wicket purse.
Yeah.
That it, yeah.
What is it, like crochet?
Yeah, it's a crocheted purse.
Okay.
Well, it could be knit. I haven't examined the stitch work too closely.
Looking at it earlier, I couldn't tell. But yeah, it looks like a wicket with a handle on it.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. It's my new Disneyland purse. That's for sure. And frankly, it's a out and about purse. In fact, if I'd made it over to the farm, if I'd been able to get myself moving this morning, because I had that stupid leg problem again. If I had been able to make it over to the farmer's market, I was going to take that with me. Yeah. Either walk over or ride my bike. But again, stupid leg problem. And I know what's causing it. It's because I'm not sleeping very well right now. And I'm not sleeping very well because I've increased my sugar intake. So I got to stop that. Anywho. Let's see. You know, there were just so many awesome things that happened there. I haven't even gotten to the best parts of it yet.
You saw people?
I saw people. I'm really bummed I didn't get to go to any panels. And I only had the 1-day ticket. And frankly, most of the panels I wanted to go to were happening today anyway. But Saturday was already sold out, so I couldn't go today. So instead, I walked the show floor and I saw people. And one of the people I saw there was Ed Asner. Ed Asner was there. I was trying to figure out what the hell is this line for. This line wasn't here earlier. And so I walked around and I was, you know, looking at all the autograph people. I thought it was the line for Dick Van Dyke had actually like wrapped around. And no, Dick Van Dyke still wasn't there. So I'm like, all right.
I didn't know he was still around.
And I saw Rob Paulson and Jim Cummings talking. And it looked like they were both wrapping up. But I was trying to figure out what this line was for. And so I just did a walk around. And on my second pass, I walked by. I'm like, oh, holy shit, that's Ed Asner.
Wow.
But I didn't wait in line to meet him. The first person I ended up meeting was absolute total sweetheart. I met Cindy Morgan. She was so awesome. She played Yori in Tron, and she was so funny. she had someone there helping her out at the booth, you know, like processing, you know, payments and everything.
Like a handler.
The two of them were just talking, and they were playing off each other, and they were cracking a lot of jokes, and they ended up incorporating me into it once I'd made the decision like which picture I wanted to get. And the guy was telling me it's $30 and you can even come back here and take a picture. And Cindy Morgan ended up saying, you do realize he's talking about taking a picture with him. Like, you know, that's what he's selling you right now. And I'm like, hey, that works, you know, just having a good laugh, you know? And then she invited me back to sit down in the chair next to her, and she signed it, you know, to Miranda and then Cindy Morgan. And then in quotes, Yori. Like, you need to freaking tell me that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then she's like, okay, now check this out. He's going to start taking the picture up a little bit higher, so we need to look at the lights. And there's a reason for that. Just trust me on that, okay? And so I took her advice, and we looked up at, you know, we were both looking up and kind of looking at the lights, and he took the picture a little bit higher, and she's like, see? No, because of the angle and because we were looking at the lights, no glare in the photo. Like, it's the little tricks.
Nice.
She's done that
for a while then.
How awesome is that? You know, it was just straight up fun. You know, meeting her, you know, she made me laugh. She signed the photo. She even gave me a hug. It was cute.
See, I hear good things about these people and meeting them and, you know, running into them a couple of times myself. But I just know the one time I'm going to meet somebody that I really like and they're going to be an asshole.
Well, that is going to happen.
It's going to ruin it. Fuck you, actors, you pieces of shit.
Well, I can't stand Chris Kattan.
I don't like him either.
Yeah. I liked him up until I met him.
He does seem like someone I wouldn't want to meet.
Well, I mean, I met him while I was working in the restaurant, and, you know, but he freaking snapped his fingers at me.
Are you serious? He snapped his fingers at you? Little prick.
Yeah, I was like, really? Really?
He seems like someone I could step on and wouldn't even know it.
You know, and like, I went up to him, I treated him like any other guest. I was perfectly nice and like, oh, is there anything I can help you with? And he just pointed at a water glass that wasn't even halfway empty. I'm like, oh, okay, all right, yeah, sure. Let me go ahead and top that off. And he's like, no, I want you to take it away. I'm like, what? All right, okay, whatever. You know, he just, everything he did, he was like, just like a demanding asshole. You know, and he seemed, the woman he was with, like, he didn't seem to be happy to be there with her, and he...
Yeah, I'm sure she wasn't either.
I don't know. I really don't know. But anyway, so, yeah. Sometimes meeting people can sour your opinion of them. But that certainly was not the case with Cindy Morgan. Now, another thing. I was... another person, I saw Rob Paulsen had a booth, right next to Jim Cummings, and Jim Cummings had a, someone there helping him out. And there were, two chairs at the Rob Paulsen booth. But there was just a guy sitting in the chair, and I'm kind of wondering, I don't really know what Rob Paulsen looks like. I know the name, but I don't think I could pick him out of a crowd. You know, I've seen his picture on IMDb, but is this guy sitting behind the booth, Rob Paulsen, or is he the helper, you know, because Rob Paulsen is, like, in the bathroom or something right now? Like, I can't tell.
You should have snapped your fingers at him and said, hey,
frankly,
where's Robert Paulsen?
I recognize Jim Cummings. The line's not too long, you know, to see him. It wasn't even that there was a line. It's just there were already other people talking to him. And so I went and stood by his booth, and these ladies walked up to the other table and started talking to the guy who was sitting there. And I didn't see them walk up. You know, I kind of had my back turned, but I certainly heard him speak, and the second that I heard that guy speak, I immediately spun around, because then, only then, did I finally recognize Rob Paulsen. The second he said something, I was like, nope, I know that voice.
Did you have that moment? Oh my God, you're Robert Paulsen. Oh my God, I am today. What?
And so when they
don't
were,
look at me.
When they were finished, I started talking to him, and he was so nice. Oh my God. Like, we started talking.
So be honest. I mean, you heard him and they didn't move away. Step aside, bitches.
No. Everyone's there to have a good time. You know,
please step aside, bitches.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. Yeah. Bitches, please. No. Just talking to Rob Paulsen, you know, I started talking to him about his podcast, Talking Tunes,
did you plug Midnight Movie Nights?
No, I didn't plug Midnight Movie Nights. But he was just really sweet and he thanked me for stopping by, and
thanks for your monies.
Yeah, but the way that he signed the photo, he said, "Hey Miranda, keep smiling, Rob Paulsen."
That's awesome.
Yeah, I must have had like the biggest freaking smile on my face until, like, I don't know. I was kind of. Just meeting Cindy Morgan and Rob Paulsen, you know, right then, it was, It was awesome. I had so much fun. And yeah, I mean, there were great shopping experiences. You know, there were some live performances on some of the stages. You know, the only regret that I have is that I didn't get to go to any panels. And hey, Katie, when you come back, can you bring the Advil? Okay. Yeah, I started getting a headache a while ago. Alrighty. Let's see what else happened there. It's when I finally noticed that we were actually having normal weather. They gave us this bag. This isn't a good story. I'm not going to tell that one. I mean, because it basically just involves me going to a freaking food truck. it was a food truck inside the Anaheim Convention Center. Oh, crap, you opened it. Alrighty. Yeah, just get what you need to get. All right, last D23 story. It was sponsored in part by Target, at least, you know. Yeah, they're the ones who provided the little bag for you to put everything in, and they had this little Star Wars and Target ID card. So I got in line. This was the last thing I did. I got in line to get my ID card printed, and I dressed up as Princess Leia, and like they had the whole wig, and I was even holding a lightsaber and everything. And
it was not like a little stand-in you put your face in, or
no,
some kind of digital thing you actually dressed up.
No, they had costumes and the wig and everything for you there.
Okay,
and
that's
so
cool.
You know, like I know I probably have lice now because you know 400 other women wore that same wig, but yeah, it was fun. And
don't say that. I feel like I have to wash my hair again.
Oh no! When you have lice, you have to shave your hair. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. If you end up getting it, there's a special shampoo.
I know that.
Okay.
Went to public school as a kid. I remember that kind of shit. Oh, good fucking grief.
Okay.
I'd rather just shave my head, look like Ripley from Alien 3.
Nice.
Get away from her, you bitch.
So I've got the Princess Leia robes on and the wig, and they asked me if I'd like a lightsaber, and I said, "Well, yeah, of course."
Duh, you know? That's a stupid ass question. Would you like a lightsaber?
Which one would you want? And I told the lady the only one that makes sense, and she just stared at me for a second. I'm like,
"And
Anakin's," and she's like, "Which color? Blue." Like, you're working the Star Wars booth.
Did you tell her to get the fuck out?
Like, it has to be Anakin's because that's what she, we see Leia being handed Anakin's.
Anakin's?
Know.
Which color? Yeah. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out now.
It's a hey. She's just trying to make a paycheck. She doesn't need your life story talking about what kind of bad day that you've been having because, you had some mental block and then you talked to your bestie and everything was better. And now you're just looking for your roommate inside of the Ralphs, and it's hot out, and it's making you happy. No. She's there for a paycheck. She doesn't have to have a deep Star Wars knowledge, or maybe she's only seen the original trilogy episodes 4, 5, and 6.
Well, at least that's good.
Yeah, I mean, and so she. Well, no, if she'd seen 4, 5, and 6, she would know Anakin's. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I'm not going to make excuses for it. That's actually not why I started telling this story in the first place. Shut up, Johnny. Johnny says, wait, D23? Last one I saw, D3. What hockey team are they playing on this one? The Jupiter Beer League team? Nice. Okay, so the guy behind me in line for the cards... He wanted to, he was waiting for the Sith robe to be free.
Waiting for you for the Princess Leia robe too, but okay.
Yeah. nice. and they ask you, what name, you want put on your card and what rank you want and everything. And the guy said Sifo Dyas. And when he said Sifo Dyas, I was like, nice. I was like, wait, you know who Sifo Dyas is? I can't believe that. There's like, every time I bring him up, I'm like, dude, you're at fucking D23. Of course you're going to find someone else who knows who freaking Sifo Dyas is.
Master Sifo Dyas?
Yes.
He was really surprised no one knew. You just knew that?
Yeah, and then the guy's like, so what do you want as the rank? And I'm like, well, but he's waiting for the Sith robes, but he gives his name as Sifo Dyas. This guy is really clever, because you don't really know if Master Sifo Dyas was a Sith or not. You know, may have been. He may have been. It depends on which continuity you're paying attention to, but... It's, you know, there's some questions. You know, of course his rank is going to be master. He gives the name of Sifo Dyas, but he chooses to wear a Sith robe. He's obviously going for the confusion. You know, so of course his rank is going to be master. And so we had fun talking about the Clone Wars and Attack of the Clones and it was really funny because after you take the picture, like we were talking after the fact and waiting for the little thing where they can send it to your email. We were waiting for those machines to open up, and so the two of us were just talking, and the lady that was assisting and actually sending out the emails and everything, she assumed that we were together and emailed both pictures over to him, and he just, you know, like, all right, great, you know, have a good time over, you know, doing whatever. And you know, we said our goodbyes, and then I turned to the lady like, okay, I'd like to have mine sent to my email. And she's like, oh, I sent it to him already. I thought you two were together. I'm like, nah, we just met like 5 minutes ago online.
And so he's got your picture now.
Yeah, sure. I'm okay with that.
Does he have your email address?
No.
Okay, that's good.
No, he just knows that my name is Miranda, that I dressed up like Princess Leia, and I chose the rank of princess.
Okay. You know,
because that's, yeah.
Well, you'll always have that then.
Princess made sense for the costume that I was wearing.
True.
Yeah. So. Alrighty. So, D23, it was awesome. There was merch. There were experiences, both good and bad. There were squee moments. Rob Paulson made me squee. I'm sorry. Absolutely. It's just really...
To the point where he called the cops, or just not that bad?
No, but...
close.
You know, I mean, I was sitting there talking to him, you know, just going off, listening to everything that I love that he's ever done, and Yakko and Gusto Gummy somebody stop me. You know, no,
he was
no.
A gummy bear.
He was Gusto Gummy.
You remember the time that you were a gummy bear? That was cool, right?
Yeah. He was Gus. He was my favorite of the gummy bears.
Wow, I don't remember the gummy bears that well. I remember that it was a cartoon.
Bouncing here and there and everywhere. Yeah. High Adventures Beyond Compare. They are the gummy bears.
The theme song and that it was a cartoon. That much I remember.
Dashing and daring, courageous and care. No, I'm not gonna. Yeah. Because I can't sing for shit. I'm doing you all a favor.
Well, now it's stuck in my head. Thank you.
Faithful and friendly. For some reason, the Boy Scout models started popping into my head. That's weird. All right. I think I need to do this. Yeah, just maybe hit this button over here. Okay. I wonder what it does.
Okay.
flick pick.
Hey, Kitty.
Yeah?
What was our flick pick?
To Live and Die in L.A.
Why did we choose this one?
Because it came out in 1985, and this is episode 85.
But it came out November 1st, 1985. I think we have to disqualify it because this is episode 85, but we haven't crossed that date. So it hasn't actually been 30 years since it's been released. So it's no longer qualified to be an old friend.
It's not an old friend, but...
Not yet. It will be in November.
November the 1st was close enough.
All right. Yeah, I mean, it would be better if it was the 5th of November. Yeah. Did we just try and go for the same joke at the same time and talk over each other?
Yes, we did.
All right. Oh, God, the water cooler's making that noise again.
I don't think anyone can hear it.
It doesn't matter. Talk about the movie. I'm going to go fix it.
Okay. Well, I think I've been trying to get you to watch this movie forever. I'm not sure if you've ever watched it. I don't think you did. But because I think your argument was you live in L.A. and you eventually will die in L.A., so why would you watch a movie about it? And that is not really what it was about. It was about Secret Service agents that were after a counterfeiter because the counterfeiter had killed the partner of one of the Secret Service agents. And it starred William Peterson, and I think everyone knows him. He's a...
CSI.
Yeah, he's mostly known from CSI.
And, that's the only thing I know him from.
Really? He was also in Young Guns, too. He played Pat Garrett. And he was in, I think it was Manhunter? The first kind of Hannibal Lecter movie?
He was?
Yeah.
I've
never seen it. I've heard
of
it.
See, I didn't know that Silence of the Lambs was a sequel. So I've actually never even... I didn't even know about Manhunter.
I didn't either until... A few
SLS
years ago.
SLS cast? Oh.
Yeah, and they mentioned it a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Which I thought was cool. They went through a lot of different sequels you never knew were sequels, which was a good episode. So, you know, check them out. TheSLSCast.com. And where was that? Oh, To Live and Die in L.A.
Yeah, you were correct. I had never seen this before today, and... and yes, I did make the joke that I was born here and I have every intention of dying here, so I don't need to watch a movie about my life because I am, you know, I do live and I intend to die in the LA metro area.
Unless shit goes wrong and we have to get you out of LA.
Well, you mean escape from LA?
Yeah.
Come on, dude. Come on.
I was waiting for you to say that. I wasn't going to go for it.
So you were testing me?
Yes.
You were testing me?
Life is a test. It's always a test. But.
Okay.
William Peterson, Willem Dafoe, directed by William Friedkin. There's a lot of W people in this.
Yeah. The Wills have it. Yeah. You know, for a movie called To Live and Die in L.A., you know, there certainly were a lot of Wills and not the legal kind. That's all I got are bad jokes, because I'll be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah.
The movie didn't really do it for me. There were some interesting things about it.
I didn't think you got into it as much as I have. But I've seen it like more than a dozen times.
You also probably saw it when it came out?
No.
No?
No, I didn't see it up until a few years ago.
Oh.
I think... It has to be before 2009, 2008,
7. The basic gist of the story is, Social Security.
But your old people walk around with walkers. Get off my damn lawn.
Nice. The Secret Service agent, his partner, gets shot and killed by a counterfeiter, and it's basically the...
yeah, they're part of the counterfeit division, so...
Yeah, he's... the agent will stop at nothing to avenge his partner's death, you know, to get the guy who killed his partner.
And basically, yeah, everyone knows that this guy's a dirty guy, the one he's after, Willem Dafoe,
mm-hmm,
Rick Masters. But there's nothing they legally can do about it. I mean, they've tried, but, you know, he gets out of it. And so he's going to go after him because he killed his partner. And he kind of goes a bit rogue.
Yeah, and the entire time watching this movie, I keep thinking about the story that Kevin Smith tells about when he asked Jay Mews, like, if you can play, you know, if you weren't acting or doing any, you know, or doing any of this, what would your dream career be? And how Jay Mews, without missing a beat, just fired off, rogue cop. I get the feeling that that idea, like, started with watching this movie.
I wouldn't doubt that could be a possibility. Because it is. I mean, he, as you started watching it, I mean, you knew who he was. And then you would just kind of look over every once in a while at some of the shit that he was doing. And I could see kind of a disgusted look. And he's like, yeah, the dude's not nice. He's not a good guy. I mean, he's doing what he has to do because he has a, you know, he wants to avenge this guy's death. And he, and I think it went beyond that too. I mean, it had to. I mean, he had,
well, eventually it became
a girlfriend.
More.
Could you call her a girlfriend? I don't even think she was a girlfriend. It was a girl he knew that he would use for information.
Well, and he had a leg up on her, you know.
Yeah, more than one.
You know, well, there were a couple of scenes where she had more than one leg up on him, but you know, but he was in a power position. You know, he was able to force her to.
I guess she had trouble with the law before.
And yeah, she was on parole, and you know, he was holding it over her. You know, there was that scene where she was like, "Well, what if I stopped, you know, giving you information? What would you do then?" It's like, okay, she clearly likes you, dude. You know. And he's like, well, I'd throw your ass back in jail.
Yeah. I'd have your probation revoked.
Yeah. Well, fine.
But, he didn't even think about it.
Yeah. And it was just, it was cold, you know, and he made it clear, like, yeah, I'm using you. and forcibly. And then there was a scene where he was practically raping her.
Yeah, that one.
You want to talk about the scene where I was looking away in disgust? That was the scene.
I know. I told you he's not a good guy.
That's when you finally said, "Yeah, he's not a nice guy, Siebes."
But yeah, he would just and come out with some of the weirdest one-liners. She's talking about she would sell him the information, and, you know, and he'd give her money for it. And she's like, "I got bills. You want dough? Fuck a baker."
Okay, I will say there were some very very well written lines in the movie.
Yeah, some of those were kind of cool. John Turturro, he was in this. He had one.
Yeah, John Turturro.
You want a pigeon? Go to the park. I just kind of like those little lines like that. You want a pigeon? Go to the park. It's like, okay, someone wrote that. I mean, if it's
how early in his career was that? I mean, well, because what's his name? Stephen Cole?
Gary Cole.
Stephen Cole. Where the hell did that come from?
He's not even listed. And
Gary Cole's not even listed?
No. But in like the trivia in IMDb,
mm-hmm,
it's listed that is his very first role in a movie. And I recognized him as one of the people that was being chased down, which was another good scene in the movie when, I didn't even mention John Pankow as John Vukovich, his partner, after his other partner gets killed, you know, at William Peterson, mm-hmm, he was Richard Chance.
Yeah.
And so he partners up with Vukovich, and they're going down trying to track this counterfeiter down. And they run into a couple of people who are out running the streets with some of this funny money that's out there. And they start chasing these two guys. And one of them Vukovic is chasing him, and the guy's like, "Why are you chasing me, man? Why are you running? Because you're chasing me." And the other guy, Chance, is chasing down. He turns out to be Gary Cole. And,
yeah. Chance friends is just, to throw him off the bridge.
Yeah. He's like, "I'll throw your ass off the..." And he probably would have, too.
Probably. Now, I think... Was that the scene where you were asking me? No, because that was down by the LA River. There was the other bridge scene when he first met up with the girl, the informant girl that he was using.
Yeah, because he's driving over this harbor area, and it's got the big bridge with the, what is that, the arcs or something on them?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what kind of, it's not like a suspension bridge.
No, but, there's an entire series, you know, there's like, I think it's three bridges over there. It's over by the harbor, and it connects out to the Terminal Island. It's one of the things, you know, you can go over it, you know, when you're going into the South Bay.
It's a very tall bridge.
I mean, yeah. Well, ships have to get through it.
Yeah. So, and that's, you know, yeah, because it's the harbor area, the very large ships have to go under it, mm-hmm. apparently.
I think they were on the Long Beach side, though. I think from that establishing shot, I think that was actually that. I think she lived in Long Beach.
It's possible.
I
looked through this, the trivia and the information on it, and out of the 36 filming locations, the majority of them were in L.A.
Yeah.
But then they had them in Pasadena, Malibu, Beverly Hills, Palmdale, and San Pedro. That was just some of the others.
LA. Well, because the bridge system, one goes into from Long Beach to Terminal Island, and then the other goes from Terminal Island into, I think that's San Pedro right there. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I've honestly only been over there a handful of times. I'm not as I've only gone through it a couple of times. In fact, I went over it twice, like just taking alternate routes to get to Mary Ann's when I lived in Long Beach.
Well,
and
I thought
at this
anything...
point, that was more than 5 years ago. Look at this. Marianne is indeed saying that sounds like the Vincent Thomas Bridge, and that that is the bridge that goes into San Pedro.
Okay.
So, the way that it was shot though, because you could actually see both bridges with Terminal Island, or at least, yeah.
See, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that it was shot from the Long Beach side. Just.
Okay, I kind of have a vague idea of where Long Beach is. I think we've kind of been through there.
We've been through there, yeah.
Okay. See, that was one of the things I thought you would kind of like about this movie. It's just, it is in L.A., and I thought you would like, "Oh, I know where that's at." Or, you know, "I know where that's at." So I just thought that would be that, at least. I wasn't sure if you'd actually like the movie or not, but just knowing where things were, I thought maybe you would.
Well, and remember, I'm always the first to point out that I'm from the LA metro area, which basically means I'm not actually from LA. I'm just close enough that it makes sense for people. If I say I'm from Orange County, a lot of people don't know what the hell I'm talking about. If I say I'm from Anaheim, some people know what I'm talking about, but most don't. If I say I'm from LA, everyone knows where the hell I'm talking about. And I'm only 20, actually, it wasn't even 20 miles. You know, I'm just like, 10 or so miles away.
Yeah.
You know, and you're in Los Angeles. And so it is the LA metro area. And that's what makes it easier for people to understand. I also, frankly, half the time just tell people I'm from Disneyland.
That I would not question.
Well, yeah. And have I usually start out with, you know, I'm from Anaheim, and if they question that, I just say it's Disneyland. Okay, like, you know, it's where Disneyland is. I'm from Disneyland. All right.
There's a giant rat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, just being so close to LA, I thought you would know something. I mean,
yeah, no, I did. There were plenty of times where I started, you know, we would see a scene, you know, like specifically when they were running over that one bridge, you know, and that area with the trains. I kept pointing out when they were over the LA River.
Yeah, they did.
You know,
in fact, that
one train yard that they went through, I think my dad actually used to work at. I think that was the one my dad used to work at.
See, I never knew he worked there, so that's cool.
My dad worked in the train yards 50 years ago, more than 50 years ago.
What?
When he was a teenager. Yeah, my dad's an old railroad guy. You didn't know that?
Well, you say more than 50 years ago. I'm like, more than 50 years ago? What was he like, not born yet?
My dad's in his 70s.
Shit, I didn't know that.
Looks good for an old man, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, more than 50? Is he a toddler?
Nope.
Wow.
Yep. My dad used to work the railroads. And
okay. Dang. Did not know that he was that young.
I guess in the mid-60s.
Wow. Okay.
Early 60s, maybe. I don't know.
Yep.
Live math.
Does not look 70, so okay, very good.
I'll let him know you said that.
All right.
Yeah. So yes, I do recognize, you know, the geography and the fact that it was actually set in LA. You know, it all makes sense. But yeah, I don't just because something is set in LA, I don't get any special feels for it.
Why do you say you had to get special feels? Just like recognition. Like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Neat. That's a thing I've seen.
No, it's not like something like Gone in 60 Seconds, you know, where one moment they're in, you know, in the Los Angeles River and the next
they're,
you know, he's Vancouver? Driving the wrong way on Spring Street in Los Angeles and then ends up over at the harbor.
What, they drove the wrong way in that movie too?
Yeah.
No. Oh, they copied it from this movie.
Speaking of copying from this movie.
Yeah.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
Yeah, that was one of the first things you pointed out. You're like, wait, did they get that from Lethal Weapon?
No, I said which came out first. That's all I said.
Okay.
That's all I said.
Okay, maybe it was a tweet. It was a tweet you said that. But yeah. And I was like, no.
The only thing I said, as soon as he said that, I said, okay, which one came out first?
This one.
And then I sent the tweet. And I don't even remember what I said in the tweet. But yeah.
And like the thing with the partner, he had like 2 days to retirement. And then he got, you know, taken out. That's kind of a thing.
What is it with cop movies set in LA with, you know, just days left till retirement?
I don't know when that first started. Maybe it was with this movie too, but as far as I know, this was definitely before Lethal Weapon, and his partner was too old for this shit. And he was 2 days away from retirement.
Yep. So Lethal Weapon and Falling Down, they both, you know, stole stuff from...
Falling Down?
Falling Down.
Oh, with
Yeah, you can't get a freaking waffle after 11 a.m.?
Okay.
I'm not bitter about that still. Not at all.
No, of course not. It doesn't sound like it.
But yeah. I'm glad I watched this movie.
So I'll shut up about it?
Pretty much.
I'm still going to watch it again.
Good for you. I probably won't.
I'll probably watch it with Jim.
I didn't hate it.
Well, that's good. I mean,
but other than that, this movie didn't do it for me.
was kind of a guy flick, I guess. I mean, chicks don't get it. So I had to watch it with Jim. I bet you Johnny would appreciate it. Diana says Wafflegate.
Mm-hmm. No, just no.
It's a good movie.
No.
I think I've won the DVD out.
Oh, the end. Yeah. Just what they were experimenting with how they were shooting the scenes at the end.
When
it faded to black and white for that 1 second.
Yeah, when there was a shootout.
Yeah, that was an interesting choice.
Well, Friedkin does some, he has done some good movies, and I guess the way he shoots movies is part. I mean, he's done The French Connection. I think he did The Exorcist. I'm not sure. For some reason, The Exorcist comes up in my mind. It may have been somebody else, but... Oh, good grief. I had a list of movies.
It's that The Exorcist. He's known for The Exorcist, The French Connection, Killer Joe, and Rules of Engagement, according to IMDb.
Yeah. And I think I even have Rules of Engagement, and that was a good movie. Tommy Lee Jones and Samuel L. Jackson, who doesn't cuss all that much in that one, but he's still good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I don't know. I just always loved To Live and Die in L.A. since I've seen it.
Good.
And like I said, it's been maybe 10 years now since I first watched it.
But, I certainly appreciate you sharing it with me.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a...
You didn't hate it, so that's a good thing.
No, it's just not one that I'll...
Just not your movie.
No, it's really not my movie. You know, I've...
Don't be a Vukovic.
You were being a Vukovic yesterday.
I was being a kitty yesterday.
Yeah. Shall we call it?
I get in the mood.
You got anything else? You want to run through some stats? Let's run through some stats.
The
runtime for the movie is 116 minutes. The budget was $6 million. On opening weekend, it made a little over $3.5 million. Total box office was $17 million, so definitely made its money back. And it did pretty well on the tomato meter, thanks to RottenTomatoes.com. Critics gave it a 93%, and the audience gave it a 79%.
So you're in the... 31%.
Dude, Dean Stockwell. How did we not talk about Dean Stockwell?
Oh, that's right. You did mention something about Al.
No. He asked a question. He asked a question, and I said, "Well, why don't you consult Ziggy?"
Yeah. And I did mention he always smokes cigars. Every time I see him, the dude's smoking a cigar and something, if he can.
Did he smoke a cigar in Dune?
I don't know.
Now you want to watch a Dean Stockwell movie? That's my Dean Stockwell movie.
Dune.
Hell yeah.
I've tried to watch Dune numerous times, and I don't know what it is. I've been too sober, been too drunk, been in the middle, and I just don't get it. They're all after some kind of spice. I mean, and they're rotting giant worms. And they've got hoses stuck up their noses.
Oh.
I know that Captain Picard's in it.
Yes, he plays Gurney.
And the dude from Twin Peaks.
Yeah, Kyle MacLachlan.
And I think Sting is in there.
Sting is in there.
And then they wear these body suits.
So
they can pee.
Brad Dourif.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Was he Chucky? The voice of Chucky?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Brad Dourif?
Yeah. Yes, he was the voice of Chucky.
He was also in a few episodes of Star Trek Voyager then. He was... He had mental issues, and since they were so far away from Federation space, he couldn't get the help he needed. Dude started going crazy, and it was just something he couldn't help. I have to go back and watch that anyways, but I just remember him as being the voice of Chucky.
All right.
But Dune, cool. No, I don't remember Dune
that
much.
Anyway, Dean Stockwell, That was one of the first things I remember Dean Stockwell from. You know, that and Quantum Leap, of course. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. Quantum Leap came after Dune. I think Dune... Wait, when was Dune?
There was the moment...
Dune was the mid-80s. That,
I think it was 83? 84?
I was thinking 85, but I can pull
look
it up.
At it because I'm, yeah, I can make a point here.
I've already got Dean Stockwell up, so...
So,
Vukovic, 1984.
Oh, it was? 84?
Yeah. So cool. it could have been our flick pick instead of Johnny Dangerously.
Yeah, but Johnny Dangerously would have been was more funny.
I was looking forward to Johnny Dangerously just so that I can include Fargan and Ice Holes and Corksuckers and, well, not specifically Corksuckers, you know, because that was the one I had forgotten about. But the but Botch, you know, Botch is another one of my favorite. Botch. Yeah, and Bastages.
Yeah.
I completely forgot about Corksucker, though.
But there was a point when Vukovic was, you know, how he wasn't confronting Stockwell in this. He was consulting him.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that was Sam? He did have a conscience. He was trying to make sure things were turning out for the better. You think that was Sam Beckett and
that's
Vukovic's
just weird.
Buddy?
That's
and he
just
thought
weird.
That was Al. No.
Oh my gosh! I forgot Alicia Vitt was in Dune. I completely. You're the one who got me looking at Dune.
So she wasn't in this movie.
Alicia Vitt was not in To Live and Die in L.A.
I have no idea who Alicia Vitt is.
Did you ever see Mr. Holland's Opus?
Ew. Wait, what? Is that a movie?
Ew. You just made me think of what the porn parody would be.
There's a porn parody?
Well, if there was, it would be called Mr. Holland's Anus.
I haven't seen that either.
No.
I don't watch porn.
Neither do I.
I saw one porn in my life, and it just pissed me off.
I've seen more than one, but I've never enjoyed it. It's like every single time I watch it, it's like, this is stupid. It's not doing anything for me. I'm broken.
Yeah, me too. It's just
no. All right, Mr. Holland's Opus. What was? Oh, IMDb, rescue me. Gertrude Lang. That's right. She was Miss Lang.
She was Miss Lang?
Lang.
Lang?
Yeah, the clarinet player that was having trouble getting over the bridge.
Oh, wow. I told you I've never seen that movie.
You're a dick. Okay.
The only thing I know about that is it has Richard Dreyfuss, right?
Yes, it has Richard Dreyfuss. Did you ever watch Sybil? You were a fan of Moonlighting. Did you watch Sybil Sheridan's next show, Sybil?
No.
You didn't watch Sybil?
No. I didn't want to ruin.
All right, she was in Sybil too. What was that movie that she did with Al Pacino? 88 Minutes.
I didn't see that either. That's the one.
Oh, for fuck's sake! Here, here. Her. Look at her. This is an actress I like. All right.
I
like her. What the hell do you know her from?
I've seen her in things, I think.
She
looks familiar.
You're killing me, Smalls. Anyway, I forgot that she was in Dune. Now, what the hell are you doing over there?
Nothing.
Oh, yeah, Sean Young was in that, too.
Dune?
Yeah.
I know her from Blade Runner.
Yes, you do.
But Dune.
Yeah, she was in Dune.
I'm going to have to watch Dune again.
Can we watch Dune tonight? Yeah, seriously, you're counting your beers.
Yeah, I'm seeing how much alcohol I have left. I think I can watch it.
If you have too much, you're going to fall asleep.
It's true.
And, okay.
Do you even know where the hell Dune is?
In a box back there.
Well, that narrows it down.
Okay, but... To be fair, it is a rather...
It's like 4 hours long, isn't it?
And it's David Lynch. So you... David Lynch is incredibly polarizing. I don't know. I would love to. Johnny says I watch porn and am willing to answer your questions. What now? What? See, you
no,
can't...
just what he's what you said.
Okay.
Well, I've got a lot of questions, and but no, I just got a. There was a picture sent. Alicia Witt, I guess, was in Sopranos too, and I was like, "Well, I know Sopranos."
I never watched Sopranos, but
really,
yeah, I've never seen that.
By choice, or just never got a chance to watch it?
Well, I didn't have HBO when it was on, and I've never gone back to watch it.
Well, I've got the entire series on DVD, so.
And I subscribed to HBO Now, and it's still available.
Fine.
I have access to everything that, you know, every series that HBO has ever done.
That's true.
Yeah.
No, I got no
I'll watch it one of these
porn.
Days.
Porn is just weird to me, and I don't watch it. And the one porn I did watch 20 years ago, I got pissed off because it was called, I think I've told this before, it was called Gag Me and Lay Me. It was a parody of Gag Me and Lacey. And it just pissed me off because of the name, because I love Gag Me and Lacey.
And right there, folks, is why he doesn't like porn. They had the audacity to go after Cagney and Lacey.
Yeah, fuck those people. The porn industry.
It's at least better than my experience with porn. In high school, a bunch of us used to sneak out of our homes and all go meet up, and we would play hacky sack, you know, and it was just our group. There were... I want to say, I don't know. There were a couple more guys than girls, but it was a fairly balanced group, and we would all sneak out of our homes and all go meet up, and then we would just do stupid teenage shit together. And one night, one of the friends' parents were out of town, so we all went to his house and got into his brother's porn collection, and we all watched porn together, and it was really awkward because half of my friends were just sitting there masturbating while we were all watching porn as a group.
That's weird.
And this happened 3 times before I finally just stopped going out on nights where I knew this guy's family wasn't home.
See, that's some of the shit that I don't get. A lot of straight guys will just sit around.
They'll just pull their dicks out and beat off. And you know, it's not like
people fags. I'm like, dude, you were just in a room with a bunch of supposedly straight guys jerking it, watching porn. What?
It wasn't, yes, Johnny, it wasn't your typical circle jerk, but yeah, I guess I have been involved in a circle jerk.
I don't even like to pee in the same room with people because it's weird. I said that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I have tweeted that.
You are a cat.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, you look at a cat when they're on the litter box and it's all over.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, that's when the cat looks at you with a pissed off look on its face. It's like, do I watch you taking a shit? Fuck off, human. I mean, I love you, but fuck off. Give me space. Taking a poo.
I lived in an apartment that didn't have a place where we could put the litter box. And so we had to put the litter box in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, the cat would walk in on us when we were taking a poo because we were afraid to shut the door all the way. For fear that the cat would take shit on the rug.
So what'd the cat do? Just kind of look.
The cat would walk in while we were going to the bathroom.
Sup? Gotta take a shit.
I mean,
don't look.
One of yeah. One of the cats wouldn't, but yeah, one of the cats would always just walk in and just stare at us.
I could see a cat doing that. I just gotta shit. Don't look.
Yeah. We weren't in that apartment for too long. But
because you had cats shitting in front of you and walking in on you.
Uh, We ready to call it, Kitty?
Let's call it.
That's Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
And as always, that's Nights with a K.
The Midnight Movie Nights podcast is available on SoundCloud. It's listed in iTunes, Overcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, and a few other podcast directories.
And the live show starts at midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Western. And we've got a webpage over at midnightmovienights.com with a K. And it's also where you can find the live stream.
And on Twitter, we're at Movie Nights Pod. And if you need more than 140 characters, our email address is contact@midnightmovienights.com.
And we want to thank Mr. Brad Raven for our logo. Make sure to check out his How Not to Make a Movie podcast. And where's that one at? I keep forgetting.
At Not Movie?
At Not Movie. Yeah, sorry. I think we'll get that one of these days. And we got to thank at Judge Funky Boy, Tom Sherlock, if he's still out there. Mr. Butt Stuff. Please, do you have it?
You're. Oh.
I'm Tom, and I'm way into butts.
You're doing it wrong, motherfucker.
Oh my god, I've got Jim saying motherfucker twice on this soundboard. Look. There's Jim motherfucker and Jim motherfucker.
Well, you always want to keep that one handy. Thanks, Jim. We want to thank Jim for that. And at DC Cantel for our segment intros. And do we have new followers?
Yeah, we do. Send the notes, dude. We got followed by the Bold and Belligerent
at
B&B Podcast. Yeah, I like those guys.
They are bold and belligerent.
Yep. Yeah, I've only listened to one of their episodes, but they made me laugh.
I've listened to a couple, and yes.
Yeah.
They crack me up.
Yeah.
I like interacting with those guys.
Oh, you've been interacting with them?
Yeah, whenever I listen to the Three Cuckoos.
Yeah, they do it on Mixlr also, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, I may have only downloaded one, but I've listened to them live a couple of times.
I think I caught their show live once, and every other time I just I'm either asleep or I can't join up with them and
yep.
Just, but yeah, I think I chat with Lauren, I think, is one of them. On Three Cuckoos, whenever I do catch that one live, most of the time. So, and who else? At Amp Sparks.
Mm-hmm.
That's a new one.
That is a new one. That's what, you know, I mean, that's why they're listed.
Cool.
Amp Sparks is a EDM addict, which I think EDM is a type like electronic dance music, maybe. That sounds right.
I don't know. I don't keep up with the new music.
I don't know. I've been hearing EDM in connection with music, and it sounds like
is that like
electronica. So
dubstep. Johnny would know that.
I don't know.
I don't know. Someone at work the other day was asking, just stopped me, and they were like, "Avril Lavigne, hot or not?" And I was like,
totally hot.
Who?
Oh, Kitty.
I just gave him a blank expression like, that's who? And they were like, never mind.
I'm going to have to play some Avril Lavigne for you.
But not while
we're broadcasting because, yeah.
Anyways, Kitty knows nothing about new music, but I'm getting there. I mean, I know who Taylor Swift is now, so that's cool, right?
Indeed.
And we want to thank you for listening.
There we go.
You got there.
You know who you are.
And you. And you over there.
Yeah.
I mean, stop doing that while you're listening, but yeah, thank you for listening. It's just wrong.
All righty then. I'm Miranda Janelle.
I'm that fracking cat.
Hey, Kitty. Let's watch a movie. Do you want to watch a movie? I got a song I need to write.
Yeah,
I will spare you guys from singing it, but I have a song I need to finish writing.
Yeah. Make sure you write that down and get it done.
But for now, I'm going to let it go.
That's good, because talking is hard.
Remember, remember the 5th of November.
You be careful. People in masks cannot be trusted.
Go away, Baton!
Midnight Movie Nights.
What is coming up for episode 86?
I don't know.
I hadn't given it any thought, and you just threw that at me just now.
Well, we're still going with the theme of
Yeah, we're going with the theme. We've got a limited time. We've only got 29 more episodes where we're going to be able to do this.
Yeah. So.
Well, we don't have 29 left in the show, so actually we've got 30 episodes left where we can do this.
So
because we're going to get into 2016, and oh god, how far are we going to be far enough into 2016? Well, movies will be released. I'm sure we'll be able to choose, one movie to represent all of 2016. Maybe it will be deep enough into the year, by the time that we get to Actually, now that I think about it, once we pass 100, it doesn't work anymore.
It's true.
This is only going to work up to episode 99.
We're only 15 episodes away from 100. There's that, too.
I'm just not ready to think about that right now.
Okay.